You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So we're going to talk about duplication, team building, and culture. And this, again, may seem a little premature because we haven't even talked about prospecting and we've already talked about closing and now we're talking about duplication. Well, I found that people won't, if they don't know what to do with someone when they join, they will sabotage their efforts to get someone to join. And sometimes maybe it's subconscious, sometimes it's more direct, but some people just, you know, if they're like, well, Ray, if they join, what am I gonna do? I haven't created success, so what can I possibly, you know, tell them? And that's a very dangerous way to look at it, because if you're not talking to people because you haven't had success, then how do you ever have success? How does it ever happen? It never does. At some point, you have to believe in the possibility that someone can either get a result from the product or service or make money without you. Is there anyone in your organization or company that has made a dime without you and your direct mentoring? I hope so. Probably. Maybe. Right? So you have to understand, you have to believe that their success does not hinge on you, but they will never have success if you don't show them the engine, if you don't introduce them to the opportunity or to the possibility, okay? You don't do that, then there is no chance for them. Because most people are walking around with more problems than solutions. You know, when I was in the corporate world, I wanted to spend more time with my family. I wanted to make more money and go on vacations and stuff. I didn't have a solution. There was no solution. The harder I worked, the more they would pay me, but the more they demanded of me. So I found that the higher my salary went, the less time I had. Anyone ever figure that out or it happened to you? I mean, I know it's not every job, but that's what it was for me. So, you know, yeah, I got the raise, but then I had to come in on the weekend. Yeah, I got the raise, but then I couldn't take that vacation. Yeah, I got the raise, but then I had to show up earlier for some reason. And so I found the more money that they paid me, the more they demanded of me. And which took me away from why I was working in the first place. I was working in the first place to spend, you know, to have a great life with my family, but here I was missing, you know, soccer games. I was missing, you know, school plays, and I was missing that sort of stuff. Not what I wanted to sign up for. And I didn't see it getting any better. At least where I was, the higher up the food chain you went, the more of that happened. Yeah, you'd make more, but you also get more demand on you. And so what was my solution? There was no place in the org chart that said, you know, once you reach here, we're just going to pay you a residual. Once you reach here, we cut your hours by half and we double your income. That there was no such thing. My only solution, if I wanted time freedom, if I wanted money freedom, was outside of that job. If I wanted that. And some people want that. Some people are seeking that, but they don't know what to do. There are people that are bantering, you know, they see things like Shark Tank and they see, you know, all these amazing stories of people that just, you know, hustled and grind part-time and made that amazing almond butter cookie and sold millions of them. And they're like, man, that's what I gotta do. So they sink their life savings into the almond butter cookie part two. Tough. The tough road. Expensive, high cost, high risk, low likelihood of success. It could happen. Never gonna talk someone out of their dreams, but golly, what if you held on to that almond butter cookie dream and you're like, one day every child in America will be eating almond butter cookies that are made by me. But you held on to that dream just for a little bit and you joined a network marketing business, learned communication, learned social media, learned sales, learned marketing, become good at very low risk, low overhead. Could you then go build a successful organization that paid your residual income and then go launch almond butter cookie? You could. Couldn't you do that? Isn't that a smarter route? Isn't that a less risky route? a less overhead route. See, here's what entrepreneurs don't understand, especially those that are anti-network marketing, okay? They have to learn all the things you have to learn anyway. Now, they got to learn all kinds of other stuff. They got to learn trademark attorney stuff, supply chain management, currency conversion, org chart. How do I motivate my employees? How do I run staff meetings? How do I do quarterly strategic meetings? Like, they have to learn all kinds of other stuff, but they absolutely have to learn basic communication, basic marketing, basic sales. They're going to have to learn that no matter what they do. No matter what. You know, the best almond butter cookie that nobody knows about doesn't make any money. It doesn't get off the ground. You know, there's a restaurant in our area that, you know, we would walk in and it had proudly displayed on the wall that, you know, like 3 years running, they were named by a local magazine, Best Kept Secret. And they were proud of that, man, Best Kept Secret. Well, think about that for a second. That means that competitors with an inferior product are better known. So what it's really saying is worse marketer. Congrats, you got a great product, but you really suck at marketing. Nobody knows about it. Best kept secret, that's a better way to say it, I guess, right? Look, we're the worst marketers. But that's what it is. So it doesn't matter. Like, you know, you can have that great idea. You still have to learn sales and marketing. You still do. Got to learn it. And in today's day and age, you got to learn social media too. I spoke, every once in a while, I'll speak at high schools on like being an entrepreneur and that kind of thing. And I was speaking at Evangelical Christian School in Fort Myers, Florida. And there was a guy there who's a plumber. And, you know, we're just chatting. I'm like, oh, cool, man. You know, how's it going? He's like, yeah, it goes well. He goes, man, I get all my business from YouTube. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. I go, it's real simple. And he described what I tell all of my buddies to do that none of them do, okay? So I got a buddy he has a brick paving company. We hired him, and, you know, he did our stuff. And, but I tell him, I'm like, dude, when you're doing a job, just shoot a little video. Hey guys, you know, here I am, and today we're putting in a zigzag. Like, I don't know brick paving. I don't know what I'm talking about, right? And I'm gonna do a sparkle gravel. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, right? But he does, you know, and I'm gonna seal it with, you know, whale blubber. I don't know, okay? Probably not safe. Probably not ecologically sound there. But share, just take people on your journey. Today I'm doing my diagonal deal and blah, blah, blah. Take people on your journey with little videos. And people will see that and say, hey, well, he's sharing what they're doing. Wow, that's cool. So all this plumber does, he goes, yeah, man, I got over 200 YouTube videos. And all I do is, you know, before I go on a job, I just say, all right, you know, today I'm going in and I, you know, got this plumbing job. I got a stuck drain in there. So let's see what's going on. He literally takes a video of him fixing the drain. And he goes, yeah, I don't run any ads or anything. People are coming in like crazy. It's awesome. I'm like, man, I wish more people would get that. More people would do what you're doing. And see, you can take people on your journey. And I know this isn't our marketing segment, but the idea there is you got to understand that every business owner you ever lock eyes with has higher risk and higher overhead than you do. All of them. All of them.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.